Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne and today is Thursday, December the 10th. During the season of Advent, we are reading through our Advent devotional guide. So each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending, and we're in the first stanza, which reads, Lo, He comes with clouds descending, once for favored sinners slain. Thousand saints attending, swell the triumph of His train. Alleluia, Alleluia, God appears on earth to reign. Our scripture today comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through chapter 5, verse 11. Paul writes these words, But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in the darkness, brothers and sisters, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. As I write these words on a summer day, we are still very much in the throes of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all hope that life will soon return to normal, but we have no idea as to when we might experience something resembling the life we knew prior to the emergence of this particular novel coronavirus. Perhaps a vaccination or effective therapy will soon be developed that will allow us to once again enjoy a meal in a crowded restaurant with friends, attend a championship sporting event, participate in a memorial service to grieve a friend or loved one who has died, or file into a crowded sanctuary to witness and bless the marriage of two people we love. I hope that as you read this devotion, those things have already resumed. But for now, none of us can be sure of when we will be able to participate in activities that once enriched our lives with joy and meaning. For me, it's the uncertainty of when things will improve that makes life in a pandemic so hard. If I knew we were in the last mile of the 5K or in the fourth quarter of the game, so to speak, I believe it would be easier to muster the strength necessary to persevere to the end. As Christians, we must become accustomed to pursuing faithfulness in the face of uncertainty. We know that Christ will one day return to earth and reign so that things will be on earth even as they are in heaven. However, we do not know if that day will come during our lifetime or at some point far in the future. Sometimes this uncertainty produces doubt and worry that threaten to impede our faithful pursuit of Jesus and His kingdom in this world. Paul's words to the Thessalonians serve as a source of hope for us today, just as they were for his original audience. Regardless of how much hardship we endure in this life, and despite us not knowing when Christ will return, during this season of Advent, we would do well to look back on Jesus' first appearance in this world as a sure and certain sign that He will one day return to make all things new. On that day, all of us who live or who have died in Christ will be clothed with immortality and will always dwell in the presence of the Lord. This truth ought to fill us with strength and courage necessary for faithful living in uncertain days. I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank you for the certain truths that we can build our lives on, even in the midst of so much in our day that seems uncertain. Lord, I pray that you would help each of us to be faithful in our pursuit of Christ, that we would look to the truth and the reality of Christ's eventual return to earth as a source of hope and strength for us. Use us to be conduits of your grace during this season, as we come along those who are downcast, as those who are sad and struggling. Help us to encourage them with the truth that one day Christ will return and all things will be made new. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.